This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
That's terrific clapping right there. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
I'm happy to be in that number two role.
And that's why you're my Barney Rubble. Our amazing producers, handsome RJ Santillo.
League office.
Sounds very important, RJ. How about the also very handsome, beautiful-haired Raymond Santiago?
No reef rules.
Oh, gets better every single time. And of course, as always, we're rolling with the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Johnny Burrito has been so great.
Pretty sure it's Burrito. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. Here is every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Is the hardball.
Ooh, thank you, Omar. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Rev up the ESPN New York app.
Wow, well said. Yes, David, we're going to rev up the show today. The Mets took through two of three from the Dodgers. Five hits from Brandon Nimmo helped get the Mets out of, apparently, the stickiest situation in 3 years. Gleyber Torres' 10th inning sac fly evens up the Yankee series with the Angels. Aaron Judge showing off all his tools in the first inning. Islanders took it on the chin in overtime. Carolina now up two in a series headed back to Long Island. Knicks-Cavs pivotal game three tonight. Tomorrow night, we're only a week away from the NFL draft. We got stuff you missed at 9:15, and as always, on the Thursday at 7:45, we have observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, let's check in at the Rothenberg Estate. David, I heard you went grocery shopping.
Apple, hammer, saw, maybe pear, maybe not. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's an interesting list. What are you feeding the kids?
I got to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I got to make cheese sandwiches. I got to get stuff going.
What happens if they want something else?
Let's go to
hold
Mike.
On, hold on, hold on.
I steamroll you right over your face is what I do.
That doesn't sound very nice. You've been helping the kids pick out their clothes?
Nipple pants.
Ooh, anything else?
I shower naked.
Okay, sounds like things are going well. Here he is, our Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello!
The one and only David Rothenberg.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Just wonderful.
There is so much inventory to go through for these
items. I didn't know what more to say. It was wonderful. What I do appreciate greatly is when you made fun of me for saying forever up, and then right after that, you're like, to everything.
Because I can't tell what letter. I got it written down as V. Like, I can't tell what letter you were actually saying. It was very difficult.
Are these symbols?
Yeah.
What is he saying? We got a lot to do. And wow. I am actually go. I'm. When the Islanders lose it, it will never pain me. But there was something that happened in that game last night which infuriated me for the Islanders.
What was the high stick in the face?
Yeah, I didn't love that. But the penalties were 6-0?
6-0, that's right.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Well, not that the Islanders' power play is great anyway, but still.
That's not the point.
That's a huge disparity. I mean, a couple double minors.
I'm not kidding. I've been watching hockey a long time. I don't think I've ever seen a game where it was 6-0, where one team had, you've seen 1-0, 2-0, where one team had no power plays and the other team had six.
Well, yeah, on top of that, a couple double minors, too. I mean, that's a lot of time to spend killing penalties.
Yeah, I thought it was awful. We'll get to the Islanders. I think it's fair to say they're in trouble. Rangers at it tonight. Knicks at it tomorrow night. There's a lot so much for us to do. I didn't realize we were going to lead Mets, at least in this situation, of course. I expected we would do a lot of Mets today because it was a day game and you got to watch it and Scherzer was on the mound and obviously very important. I know people are going to say you're taking this route because you're a Mets fan. I really don't think that's the case. I think we're back into this very gray area in Major League Baseball where you're I don't know if you want to say cheating or skirting the law or whatever you want to say, and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Well, I think it's, I mean, that's the problem, though. This is not just a Mets problem. You saw it with Domingo Germán. I mean, this is a baseball problem. They have an issue right now, and they've had an issue since we decided to crack down on the sticky stuff.
Right.
When you had, I mean, maybe one of the best segments in the history of podcasts or whatever the hell you were calling that thing with the spider tack.
We got 5 million views on that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why I said it was great. I mean, creepy, but great. Is now that they have, I mean, they have a substance, rosin, which is legal. And, I mean, as a former professional athlete, you tell us what's legal. I mean, we're going to try to find an edge or whatever it is. So pitchers now are loading up with rosin, and the umpires get to decide whether or not it's too sticky.
But isn't that a very gray area now?
Yes.
Where you're allowed to use this, but now there's a line. Like, what becomes too sticky? Really? Like if you use X amount, it's fine. And then if you use more than that, it's not. How are we supposed to know what's too much? And now you're going to define what's legal and illegal by using something that is legal, but there's an amount you can use of this substance?
Well, you're not. I mean, that's the issue. And the other issue is that, I mean, Phil Cuzzy, I mean, there's been three pitchers ejected, and Phil Cuzzy has been responsible for all three of them.
I mean, so this is his thing.
This might be his thing.
This is his thing. So I promise you that not one person in the entire universe turned on that game or went to that game to watch Phil Cuzzy umpire it. But no. I also promise you that there was probably quite a few people that were more intrigued by that game because Max Scherzer was pitching in it. But Phil Cuzzy got his hooks into Max Scherzer, and they checked him. They challenged him. They said, whatever you have, it's not okay. Fix it. I don't even know if he could fix it at that point. Right? Then you got Phil Cuzzy putting his hand in Scherzer's glove, which was a weird look. And then they throw him out of the game.
Well, not only that, though. I mean, you saw when he took his glove and kind of like pushed it into Scherzer's chest. So they check him, right? And how? I mean, it's not like Max Scherzer is a young guy. I mean, he's been in this league a long time. So you check him, he goes in. Is he that stupid that he's going to come out back in the fourth with an illegal substance on his hands? Or is he going to go to the rosin? I mean, he's actually to the point where he's standing in front of an official, an MLB official, washing his hands like they asked him to do. He comes back out. They kick him out. I'll tell you what, though. What aggravated me about the whole situation, it probably shouldn't, but it did for some reason, is why was Buck not more animated there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't understand. Like, wasn't that a good spot to stand up? Like, Max Scherzer's telling you, I mean, you saw him, you're in the dugout, you see him wash his hand. He's saying it's sweat and rosin. He's adamant about it. I mean, he gets out of a first inning jam. The last thing you want to do is have him get kicked out. Maybe he thought it wasn't going to change anyone's mind, but still, I would in that moment, I thought
well,
it was...
you go to battle for your guy, right?
Right, protect your guy.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt the same way. But I'm so perplexed now, because Major League Baseball, what they've done is they've backed themselves into a corner again. So now Domingo Germán can use it. Different umpiring crew. The other manager goes bananas, and that's okay. But now you have Phil Cuzzy, who takes, you know, pride in sport in throwing guys out for using too much rosin, and now you get tossed from a game. So now it's just going to be what umpiring crew you actually have to determine whether you're going to be able to stay in the game or not.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem with this whole thing, is that there's an issue. You ask any pitcher in Major League Baseball, there is an issue with the grip of a baseball. And so, guy, I mean, pitchers are trying to, when you ask the hitters, again, spider tack, maybe too much. Talk about spin rate and everything else. But a guy getting, you know, standing in the box, getting a pitch thrown at him, you know, 98 miles an hour, wants to make sure that the pitchers have some sort of control. So they haven't been able to fix that yet. So the pitchers are saying, okay, we have rosin. I'm gonna use as much of a legal substance as I deem necessary. And when that mixes with my sweat, I get the appropriate tackiness. The problem is, what's the appropriate tackiness
for the thing.
The specific umpiring crew?
Right, right. So, but how, you can't determine that before a game. It's not like you can say you can go up to 83. Like, how do you know what's not okay?
Well,
what's
okay? Not only that, though. Like, I mean, how the rosin mixes with my, maybe I sweat more than you do, so my rosin mixed with my sweat is stickier than your rosin mixed with your sweat.
Sure, or maybe I just use more.
Yeah, it's a legal substance. I should be able to use as much as I want.
Exactly that. I mean, there are things you can't use, and like it or not, that it's pretty defined, right? You can't use spider tech. If you're caught with spider tech, if you're caught with you know, a nail file or anything like that, you're going to get thrown out of the game. But he's using something that's legal, but now you're determining that it's just too much of that legal substance. Well, how does that work? That becomes very, very, very gray.
I think it's the definition of gray. I don't think it's very. I mean, it is gray. I mean, it's subjective to whatever umpiring crew you have.
Right. So now, if you are very pro rosin and you lather in it and you sweat and you make a real mixture and you're able to get a great grip on the ball, maybe it even moves a little bit more. If Phil Cuzzy is your umpiring crew, you now need to know to not go overboard. But if it's anybody else, it's well within reason.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just up for. I mean, the whim or whatever umpiring crew you have that checks your hands deems whether or not. And from, I mean, what we heard after the game yesterday, that was the stickiest they've ever felt a pitcher's hand in the 3 years they've been doing this.
Right. But I don't care if you put your hand on his hand and you now can't release your hand off of his hand. If he's using a legal substance, it's a legal substance.
Right. And I'll tell you what was the funniest thing yesterday. I told you this before the show, was I was watching the post game with Cass and my wife was watching it. And I heard him kind of start to explain it. And I was like, I don't know. And then as soon as he says, I swear my kid's life, Cass is like, he's telling the truth. It was just rosin.
That's when Mama Bear comes at you. She's like, he's not lying. No one would do that. In fact, here is the audio of Max Scherzer swearing on his kids' lives. It was only rosin.
He said, my hand's too sticky. And I said, I swear on my kid's life, I'm not using anything else. This is sweat and rosin, sweat and rosin. I keep saying it over and over. And they touch my hand, they say it's sticky. And I like, yes, it is, because it's sweat and rosin. And they say it's too sticky. They threw me out because of that.
Well, there you go. Here's Buck Showalter and his reaction to Scherzer being thrown out of the game.
It is what it is. What do you want to do? Say the game's over, forfeit, and get on the plane, go home? No, nobody wants to. We got other people. Max knows that. He had pretty good stuff. He'd had 8 days off. Felt good about him getting deep in that game, but I thought the key outing today was Yakabonis.
Clearly, that was the key outing. And you know what stinks about this also, Rick? That was a big win.
It was a huge win, yeah.
That was a big, I mean, we talked about it. You lose to Kershaw. He was phenomenal. You can live with that. How are you going to bounce back with Scherzer on the mound? And they didn't even really have Scherzer on the mound. Yakabonis was awesome. Mets bullpen was great. Nimmo was unbelievable again. And that's the secondary story to what happened with Phil Cuzzy yesterday.
It was, dude, I mean, all those games yesterday. I mean, you mentioned the Islanders game, too. Even the Yankees game, to the Yankees' benefit. Ninth inning calling Mike Trout on that check swing. This was my biggest argument with referees all the time, was that no one is here to watch you ref or ump. They're here to watch Max Scherzer pitch against Noah Syndergaard. And listen, after he got out of that, I mean, he had a jam of the first inning, but he looked pretty damn good.
Thought he looked good.
He built up enough equity, though, too? Like, if he's telling you it's rosin and sweat, that when he goes back and there's an Major League Baseball official there watching him wash his hands, that he's not stupid enough to come out in the fourth inning with a legal substance on his hand?
Well, that was my thought. I'm watching the game. It's just like human nature. Okay, you're gonna really press the envelope, right? You're really going to kind of cross that line. But you're caught, right? Whether it's legal or illegal, you're caught. Now you go back and you need to remedy it. You know they're going to check you again. You're going to come back and have no change? Like, do you think the guy's an absolute moron? The guy is, what, 40 years old. He's been in this game for a long time. He's been one of the elite pitchers for a long time. And he goes into the clubhouse and does nothing?
Yeah, that would make no sense to me. I can't think of it. I'm sitting here trying to think, even yesterday after the game was over, trying to think about other sports with rules that are like this, that are this subjective. Like, I'm having a hard time.
Know.
Maybe.
I mean, I remember in the NFL, and this, you might remember. You remember Lester Haynes on the Raiders?
Yeah.
And there was Stickum. Santiago, right. you remember Lester Haynes in the Stickum, right?
He put it all over his arms, right?
All to the point where if the ball was thrown to him and he like just put his arm out, it would stick to his arm.
Just
and
it covered in it.
It was ridiculous. I mean, like he bathed in it. And the NFL was like, no, Stickum outlawed, can't use it. Fine. So outlaw rosin. I mean, I think it's ridiculous, but outlaw it. Because otherwise, what are these guys supposed to do? It's clearly a problem getting a grip on the baseball.
Yeah, yeah, but rosin was the meat in the middle. Like, rosin was deemed the... Because everyone understands that there's a problem gripping the baseball. And you want pitchers to be able to control the baseball. Like, not benefit from having your hand so sticky with the spider tack that you're... I mean, it helps your performance and puts the hitters at a disadvantage. This was, okay, ball is slippery. Let's find a way that we can agree on, both sides, that pitchers can use it. They're not gaining an advantage on the hitter, but just have more control.
This is the middle ground.
It was rosin.
So now, if you use too much of the middle ground and it's the wrong crew, now you're in big trouble.
And let's not forget what happens now. Is that this, I mean, you get ejected, this results in an automatic 10-game suspension.
That's right, which I'm sure he's going to challenge, and we'll see what happens.
How do you challenge it, though?
What?
Well, how do you challenge it? What do you say?
But you can.
Oh, I know, but what would you say? Like
I was using a legal substance.
How do you prove that, though?
Well, how do you prove that he wasn't?
Right, but they kicked him out.
They kicked him out for using too much of a legal substance.
No. No, you can't. They kicked him out because they did not believe that he was just using rosin. That's why they kicked him out. They did not believe that his hand could possibly be that sticky with just sweat and rosin. That's why they kicked him out.
There was no proof of that. There's just their belief.
Okay, but that's the problem with the rule.
In a murder, if you don't have the murder weapon, you could know someone did it, but if you don't have the murder weapon, how do you convict them?
Okay, but herein lies the problem with the whole rule, is because his mixture of sweat with the rosin was so sticky, they did not believe that it was just rosin. Because you can't kick a guy out for just using too much rosin. That would make no sense. Because it's a legal substance.
None of this.
So how does Max Scherzer prove, outside of the MLB official saying, listen, I saw him wash his hands, that it wasn't an illegal substance?
I don't know, but I'm sure he's going to protest this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You respect David Cone, right? You think he's very good?
Yeah, I think he's great.
Yeah, let's hear David Cone on ESPN on MLB managing this rosin situation.
Anybody who watches the game knows that rosin is legal. You have a rosin bag on the mound. Different types of rosin, the powder rosin or the rock rosin, depending on the weather, can be really sticky and work very well. The question is just leave it on the mound and use that rosin bag, or whether you have one in the dugout or one in your locker, or whether you're using it on your glove. I think that's where they're trying to draw the line. So that's what Domingo Germán had going on. He was using his own rosin bag on the bench. He wasn't even actually using the one on the mound. So that's going to be something that are going to follow closely in terms of, hey, wait a minute. You can only use the rosin bag on the mound at this point. They're really watching the spin rates. They're really watching the bumps in terms of guys having spin rates change inning to inning or start to start. Every pitch can be measured nowadays. So it's sort of like a state trooper on the side of the road with a radar gun. You know, they're watching. They're going to set a precedent. They're going to catch you every now and then, and they're going to hope everybody else falls into line.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What's the precedent? That would be my take on this whole thing. What is the precedent? Is it only depending on the state trooper? Right? Like if I'm on the thruway, I got to be very careful because Phil Cuzzy navigates the thruway. But if I'm on 495, you know what? And it's wide open, let's go. Is that where we are now?
Well, that's what it feels like.
Okay, great.
That's what it feels like, because there is no, I mean, even that analogy, though, I mean, I get what Coney is saying, but there's a defined speed limit. So even if you're pissed that the guy next to you was going just as fast as you were, if you get pulled over, it's because you were going, if it's 55 and you're going 65, yeah, I mean, it's clear. I wasn't going 55 miles an hour. I got pulled over. I got a ticket. There's no, I have a rosin bag. It's the same rosin. I'm using it on my hand. I'm mixing it with the sweat. It just, my hand is, I'm able to get my hand stickier than somebody else's.
But you can't outlaw that.
Well, they can outlaw, I mean, they will decide now if you can use a rosin bag, whatever kind you choose to use, away from the mound.
Right. Well, but as of right now, there's no defined rule of when you can and when you can't use it, correct?
Yeah, or how sticky is too sticky.
So I don't understand. If that rule was in place, if there was a defined rule of, you know, if you could measure stickiness.
Yeah, but how do you do that? What does the guy have? What does the umpire have something in his back pocket, like different degrees of stickiness?
Well, so you are throwing a guy out because you're under the assumption that he was cheating. You did not catch it. You do not have it. You did not find it, but you thought he was. So you're able to say, well, that's it. He's out of the game.
They've been given that kind of power, yeah.
Well, you're going to have a major problem here.
Well, you already have a problem. This is already a problem, man. This is why when we have conversations like this, it's so hard to come up with the perfect solution. I think the better solution would be have a baseball like they have in Japan that has a certain tackiness to it already, so that guys can't complain that the ball is too slick.
But for whatever reason, they won't do it.
They won't do it. And then you have balls that's my favorite part with the whole, like, controlling the ball. When you get guys clearly, like, the ball is juiced. Now they change the ball. It's not as juiced. Like, it's like they can do it if they want to do it. They haven't done it now. So the problem with conversations like this, in a perfect world, yeah, you can use rosin, and no one's going to have any issues. The problem with that is once you tell a professional athlete that this is a legal substance that they can use, they're going to spend all their time trying to make it as effective as humanly possible. Like, I played with, like, Snowy. Gar Snow's a perfect example of this. Guy was the best I've ever seen in it. They'd be like, okay, your goalie pad can only be this wide. So it's like, okay, well, how do I get around this one now? Pad is still the same width. There's no rule on how long your pad can be. So now he goes, it has the trainer sew on, like, an extra 4 inches at the top of his pad so that when he goes down in a butterfly, his pad's completely closed, and there's no five hole. They see that, and they're like, wow, we didn't think of that. Okay, we have to put that in the rule book. Now it was, okay, now your pads can only be so tall. Well, if I put something on my skate, on the top of my skate, pushes my pad up now, it's only a certain amount of inches, but the way it sits on my leg, now it's an extra 3 inches higher. So it's like, you're paying guys millions of dollars. Then their sole focus is be the best they could possibly be. So they spent all this time. I'm sure the pitchers are doing the same thing. How do I get the most out of rosin, this rosin that I'm allowed to use? Give me the best benefits.
Isn't that what any smart person would do?
Yes.
I'm allowed to use this. It's within the rules. Now let me manipulate it to the best of my abilities and to the best of my advantage and what's going to help me the most.
Right. That's exactly right.
And now no.
Well, now no if you get Phil Cuzzy or you get the umpire that thinks it's just too sticky.
But again, and this will be my question all day, that you'll be like, stop asking, what's too sticky?
They have no idea. I don't think there's no, I don't know. I think it's just up for interpretation, which is the problem.
So if you have gray area and you're not going to define what too sticky is, you're going to have this happening if you have the wrong umpiring crew over and over and over. I would guarantee you that Phil Cuzzy would have thrown out Domingo Germán if he was doing that game.
It feels like it. That's right.
Right. Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellows. Good morning, company. So you guys got me thinking. I was looking up, and I wonder how many people have been suspended here lately over this. I couldn't find the exact number, so someone else can find it. But I did find an article from 2022 where it was talking about how pitchers started circumventing it towards the end of the year because the spin rate started to rise as the year went on. And in the quote, a memo was sent out, and if an umpire deems it to be too sticky, it doesn't matter what the substance is, they can eject them and they're suspended immediately.
But what, Wes, my question would be the same thing to you. What is too sticky?
Well, that's my point. But what I found interesting about the article is the pitcher that is pictured as the example being checked is Max Scherzer. So I wonder if he has had a reputation of working around the check, and Phil Cuzzy was out to get him yesterday. I just found the picture being the most interesting thing of that article.
Well, remember too when Max. Remember when Max made that whole big deal when he got checked, where he's like kind of like he undid his pants and kind of made a spectacle out of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just think my biggest hold up, Wes. We appreciate the phone call. My biggest hold up is the same as yours, Dave. Is that what is too sticky? Like how would the umpire know? If the umpire sat there with me and watched me apply the rosin, and you apply the same rosin, but because of how you sweat or whatever, my hand was twice as sticky as yours, but we're using the same amount of the same substance. So now I'm the one that gets in trouble just because I react with the rosin better than you react
with
the rosin?
Or I use it more. You know, I'm more aggressive with the use of the rosin. I just, if you don't have a defined rule and you're throwing him out and now he's going to be suspended for 10 games because we feel he was using an illegal substance, we don't know, we can't prove it, and maybe you can. And if you come at and you determine that you can, then you know what? Then this conversation is a moot point. But until then, I'm going to defend the pitcher for doing what's well within the rules of baseball.
Yeah, and you're also leaning on the fact that he was checked once. Said he washed his hand in front of an MLB official and then came back out. And he's been in this league too long to do something that stupid.
RJ, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You know me, I need my out times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an out time.
Well, it's an out time right now. 6:30 is usually the out time.
Is this the out time, RJ?
Are you okay again?
I'm fine. Go. Listen, I need my out times.
I never give you 6:30 out times. Well, you just know it's 6:30.
Well, we're almost 4 months in now.
It doesn't matter. I need... Well, if you deal with a baby and you deal with a child and you know what they need and you don't give them what they need, whose fault is that now?
The baby now.
Well, I'm the baby.
Here's the problem, though. 6:30's always been the out time.
You're not understanding. Forget it.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You want to hang with our show at Citi Field?
Why wouldn't you?
Soon you can. Listen to this. If you didn't hear yesterday, this is big. And there's a little more information in here, by the way. All right. Thursday, June 1st, which is not far off. We'll start our day by broadcasting live from... Of course, Rick's home area, home base, Publicans
in
Manhasset.
You grew up on Long Island, you animal.
I grew up there, but I don't live there now.
Yeah, but it's nice to come back once in a while.
Of course it is. You know, it would be nicer if we did a show from right around my area.
Anytime you want. I love that area.
Okay.
You got that Greek spot that I love.
Oh, yeah, and they don't give you free refills.
Oh, so that was the place that didn't give the free refills?
Publicans.
No free refills.
Manhasset. 6 to 10 a.m. Then we saunter our way to the train, and we go to Citi Field to the parking lot for a tailgate starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. All that leads into the game at 1 o'clock against the Philadelphia Phillies. So you spend the day with us on June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset. Then we head to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate with all sorts of giveaways and prizes. Now, also, a couple things. We're headed to the game, and we're sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. You know what I thought would be fun also is if, because you do realize the company is going to become all involved and all up in this Mets tailgate, right?
Yes.
If they made like a shirt that we could all wear. Created.
Ooh, that would be nice.
And then we could take some photos with their handiwork.
Yeah, we'll do obviously Mets colors, obviously.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be nice, right?
That'd be terrific.
So, I mean, who do I think of Lonnie kind of leading the charge, but then there's like all the graphics people within the company. Now, you don't have to be a company member. It's just those are the ones I know. Like Mega Red, you know that guy? Does
yeah,
terrific
I know that
work.
Guy.
Yeah, he does
yeah,
terrific
work. Yeah, but we've seen, they made us those awesome, the awesome shirts. I got the Jets one. You got the Giants one.
Yep.
they made, I mean, the Four Horsemen shirt that they made, I mean, it's unbelievable. Now they got the new graphics where it's like they could make us Simpsons characters.
They're very talented.
Very talented.
Very talented. So I'm looking forward to June 1. And what is that 6 weeks from today? Is that where we are? I think so.
Yes.
I think we're 6 weeks from today. And you know what? 1 week from today is the NFL draft. Oh, yeah. RJ?
Yes.
How you doing?
It doesn't have nearly as much juice, though, does it now?
It has juice.
No, I think it has juice, but it just doesn't feel... I think because of the season that the Giants just had and the idea that we're going to get Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't feel as... It's
well,
important.
I mean,
last year
the Giants had two picks, you know, and they had, 5-7, and the Jets also had a pick high. So it's not that same thing, but it's the NFL draft. It's very juicy.
No, I know it's very juicy, but it feels like because we actually have good football teams now, we're not just solely focused on the hope of the draft.
This is not the Super Bowl for us now.
Right.
RJ?
You're going to ask about Mel, aren't you?
I'm going to ask you about one Melvin Kiper Jr.
We should be all signs green for next week. We can't.
No, we should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just letting you know right now. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know.
Yep.
I have done my part.
Okay.
The whipped cream is on the way.
Okay, listen. If we want Mel Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next Monday with the shipment I'm sending him.
Mel, you go through a can a day of whipped cream?
Yeah, yeah.
How many cans we talking?
Mel is getting 15 cans.
15 cans of whipped cream!
15 cans.
He's going to have to enroll in a program.
That's the biggest shipment yet.
That's a lot.
Matt's going to be inhaling the cans and howling like a werewolf. That's troubling.
There's no way a human being can go through a can of whipped cream a day.
It'll be gone by Memorial Day for sure.
Oh, well,
I don't even think that's a question.
RJ, if he says he goes through a can a day, I imagine he's going to have you actually sent it?
It goes out. No, it goes out today.
Goes out today. He'll probably have it by what, tomorrow or the day after?
Yeah, tomorrow or Saturday, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, Memorial Day, RJ. Come on.
What, May 12th then?
Yeah, I would think mid-May, gone.
Do we feel any sense of guilt that we're just aiding? What clearly is...
Imagine you turn on the news and famous draft insider Mel Kiper is hospitalized with whipped cream ingestion overload.
I mean, I'm not going to call it a problem. I'm just going to call it an addiction.
You're calling us enablers is what you're calling us.
That we're feeding his addiction?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're extracting his knowledge as
That's
payment.
Right. But you know what? We're not doing it for us solely. We're doing it for the masses, for the people.
But we're still doing it.
It's mostly for us, though. Come on.
Well, I don't feel bad at all. If there's a real problem, maybe we can get an email from Mel's wife, and then we can stop. But he loves it.
He loves it.
Loves it. I will say, though, it was a little troubling when he told us, he revealed to us not too long ago, I think this was the end of last year's draft, that he keeps a fake can in the refrigerator that's half full.
That she thinks is like the can.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into this.
Now, it should benefit us. I found it most troubling by far last week when Dave threw out, and I thought this was going to get, you know, sent into the fifth row. Like a Mitchell Robinson block.
You know what? I haven't gotten nearly the love that I deserve for what I did.
You do deserve, because last week Dave said, well, if you want that next shipment, we want you to mention our show on Thursday's first round coverage.
No, I did not do that.
It was insinuated.
No, I did not say, if you want more of the juice, you got to give us some of the goods.
Worded it a lot better than that, but we all knew what you were saying.
No, I didn't even mention the whipped cream. I said, Mel, we would love it if you would mention us on the draft. And he's like, of course I will do that.
Let's be honest, though, for a second. We're talking in code. Us and Mel, we're talking in code. He knows what the payment is, what we wanted in return. You said, mention the show, Thursday, first round national coverage, and Mel just goes, oh yeah, whatever you need. Imagine if another show put that request in. That shows you how badly he needs what we have.
I mean, phrasing is important here. Do you want to keep up appearances? I get it, but we all know what you're doing.
Well, you guys are unbelievable.
Well, you're extorting him. That's fine.
That you would attack me for this.
No, what we all will gain.
I'm a genius.
You do tell us, yes.
We know, often. We know.
What you don't realize is the level. See, you're just lucky that my mind and my ideas are used for good and not for evil.
What evil do you think you could accomplish?
Oh, are you kidding?
World domination, you think?
Yeah, are you kidding?
Yeah, but all domination requires like putting something together or going to the store.
Does it? It's like, really? Like FDR was known as like, well, Franklin, here's the thing. You can now, you know, involve yourself in taking over the world, but first you got to put together a puzzle. No, it doesn't work like that.
You would need
have a henchman. Dave would have like a henchman or like a mad scientist that would put all this stuff together. He's the idea guy.
I bring the ideas.
Right.
And when if you remember, when I brought the idea to everyone's, what am I saying here?
Purview?
Yeah, I guess. That you guys, no, oh no. Oh, how you can't do that. And then I was like, I should not. No, you could try it. And then I do. And then it's met with, of course I'll do it. And now I'm the hero.
Yeah, you're the hero now.
I'm a hero!
Because it worked.
That's right.
All we were saying is that it's a little aggressive.
You die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Look at you, I thought you were going to say you die a hero or you die a hero.
Very close to happening.
I wish that happened. It would have been perfect.
You die a hero or you die as a hero.
Some gave all.
Obviously, the reason for the holiday, it's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is some gave all. Some gave all, obviously.
That's so good. The saying as it goes that you've grown up on and you know since you're little is some gave all and also some gave all.
Obviously.
Obviously. Some gave all. So, yeah.
Such a serious moment, too.
I know. Because he has a brother in the military. He's giving, you know, guys, obviously, some gave all.
Santi, let me hear that one more time, please.
Also.
Hang on.
On top of that.
Obviously, the reason for the holiday, it's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is, some gave all, some gave all, obviously.
The saying is, some gave all, obviously.
I want that on a t-shirt so bad.
Oh, that's so good. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So, Mel, hopefully we have him numerous times next week. Let's get it back to Scherzer. Kind of an overview. Here's the big answer, and this is kind of the first most important one. Why he was told, in fact, he was ejected.
So, after the second inning, you know, my hand, it was a little clumpy from the rosin and sweat that it was clumpy, and Phil told me to wash off. So, I washed it off. Came back out there after the third, you know, with alcohol. You know, I washed it with alcohol and rosin, and when I went back out there, you know, the alcohol for a little bit there can be sticky in rosin. That can happen. So, he was like, that's too sticky. You need to go back on there, wash it off again, and reapply rosin. And so, I did that, and then at the same time, he thought my glove had too much rosin on it. And I was like, okay, if that's a problem, and there's nothing going on, you know, he's like, you need a new glove. Like, okay. So come back out, pitch the third, and knew I was going to get checked in the fourth. So I'd have to be an absolute idiot to try to do anything when I'm coming back out for the fourth. You know, after that third inning, I'm in front of the MLB official. I wash my hand with alcohol in front of the official. I then apply a rosin, and then I grab sweat. I then go back out there, and Phil Cuzzi says that my hand's too sticky. Yes, when you use sweat and rosin, your hand is sticky. I don't get how I get ejected when I'm in front of MLB officials doing exactly what you want and being deemed my hand's too sticky when I'm using legal substance. I do not understand that.
And I don't understand it either. It makes no sense. It never will. The guy washed his hand. He reapplied legal substance in front of an MLB official, and they throw him out of the game. How? I don't understand it. How?
Well, how would be that he doesn't believe that your hand is, you're able to get your hand that sticky using just rosin.
So he was with an MLB official. So what, did he sneak off into a back closet and apply some foreign substance after he knew they were going to check him closely?
That's the only explanation. Otherwise, you tell me what's too sticky just because it's up to your judgment that you think his hand is too sticky using a legal substance?
That's what it feels like, no.
It's one of those ones you know. Well, what's the rule? Well, you know when you know. Well, how do I know? I'll tell you. I'll tell you when you know.
It's just too much. What's too much?
No, I couldn't tell you until it's too much.
Then outlaw the substance.
Or just get a ball that actually has some tack to it, so you don't have to worry about this stuff. If you're that concerned about it, you can fix it.
So here we are again. Here we are again.
Baseball is its own worst enemy.
I couldn't agree with you more. Here we are again. You had the Mets with a sensational victory yesterday. Really, it was.
It really was. Nimmo was awesome yesterday.
Oh, my. Five hits. I mean, just phenomenal. And you have the Yankees, who had a great win. And not only that, you saw a battle between probably the two best players in Major League Baseball go back and forth. And what's the first 45 minutes of the show today? It's about how much rosin is too much rosin. Good for you, Major League Baseball. You've done it again.
Yeah, well done. Congratulations.
Right, you think that Rob Manfred, he can't get out of his own way. They make all these great changes, right? There's more action. You get stolen bases. The game's more exciting. The game's quicker. It moves. And what's today's topic of the day? You get Phil Cuzzi, who's the one umpire that'll throw you out at the drop of a hat, and he gets Scherzer. Max Scherzer, the one guy you're so excited to watch.
Yeah, one of the best pitchers in baseball. We'll make an example out of him. After we just had an MLB official watch him clean his hand.
Right in front of him.
It's great.
I would love to know if after he cleaned his hand, reapplied the rosin and the sweat, which the official knew, if he like went off on his own or if he was with someone the entirety of the time.
Well, here's the issue. I'm sitting here. I mean, we're talking about this, me and you going back and forth. Are you getting paid by the Mets?
No.
Am I getting paid by the Mets?
Of course not.
Okay. I'm getting myself worked up just talking to you. That's why it was weird to me that Buck didn't get more worked up in that moment.
I'm getting
frustrated and aggravated right now. I don't understand how he wouldn't be.
And there are certain times where there are instances where Buck gets himself into a frenzy. And you're like, right? It feels like maybe Buck's overdoing it a little bit. And then this one that it feels like, yeah, you know what? This would be the one that you would really lose your mind over. This is the one that is like totally benign. Because if you heard, we played it earlier. Let's play it again. It's very, very like relaxed, not crazy, nothing. Here's Buck, his reaction to the Scherzer ejection.
It is what it is. What are you going to do? Say the game's over, forfeit, and get on the plane, go home? No, nobody wants to. We got other people. Max knows that. He had pretty good stuff. He'd had 8 days off. Felt good about him getting deep in that game. But I thought the key outing today was Yakabonis.
Well, no, nobody's saying that you give up and you just go home and you don't try to win the game. But I think what we're saying is we're both surprised. I think many people are surprised that Buck's reaction was not, you know, I would have expected, and I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, for Buck to be thrown out of that game.
Yeah, well, if you believe your guy, I mean, if you believe what he's telling you, you watch him do exactly what he said he did. Yeah, how could you not lose your mind? You just told me that you thought he had good stuff and you're looking for him to get deep in that game. And now he's not, and could be suspended for 10 games, which isn't going to help you either.
No, it's certainly not. It's certainly not.
I would have had a breakdown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I'm surprised that he was so reserved and benign about it. You know, he's like, well, what do you want me to do? Well, what do I want you to do? How many times have you seen Buck lose his mind over things?
Well, yeah, I mean, even like, but just any manager in that moment, like there are certain times when you got to stand up for your guy, knowing that you're going to get kicked out. It's not you. I mean, it's not you quitting on your team. Maybe part of it's motivating your team. You saw how fired up the dugout was when Nimmo hit that home run.
That was great. That was a big time comeback win. I mean, I would have bet money the Mets weren't going to win that game.
No, like that is the real problem with this conversation we're having right now.
Let's go to Angel on the highway. Good morning, Angel.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I'm a Yankee fan, and what I saw yesterday from what they did to the Mets pitcher, MLB is just so wrong, right? Like, you're doing the right thing in front of the guy, in front of the official itself, and then you get thrown off. Like, Buck should have just grabbed that rosin bag and thrown it at the official's feet, because it's just sad to see that. You know, the Yankees get away, go wash your hands, and everything is all right. And then your guy get kicked out. It just, I don't know. Something is wrong.
Different umpires. Right? Different umpires. So Phil Cuzzi, and thanks for the call, Angel. Phil Cuzzi makes it, he wants to really put his mark on the game. And he wants, if you have a lot of tack, you know, whatever it is, rosin, sweat, whatever mixture it makes, if you have a lot of that, he deems too much, you're out of here now.
Right. This is an umpire that's responsible for the three pitchers that have been ejected. So, if he's in the crew, I would take it easy on the rosin. Otherwise,
right.
It's just up to the interpretation of what each umpire and crew feels like is too sticky.
They must have known that, though, no?
Which is a joke.
It's an absolute joke. It's an, and again, and I know, and I understand this, that there are people that are going to be listening to this saying, you're only saying this because it's,
no,
it's the Mets, but I don't think that's fair.
No, it's the rule that's stupid. If you tell me I can use a substance that's legal, and I just get a better, I just get better results from it than somebody else, so my hand mixed with my sweat gets stickier, I shouldn't get punished for it.
Of course not.
You told me this, unless you think I'm using something else, unless in your mind you don't believe I could get my hand as sticky.
You said they believed that he used something else. But even if they believed it, was there proof that he was using something else? Because how dumb would you have to be?
Real dumb.
Like special levels of dumb. If you're Max Scherzer, who's a student of the game and has been around forever, if you know they're watching you, if they tell you to clean it off and you come out and you have illegal substance on your hand, you'd have to be an absolute moron if that was the case.
That's right. That's right. But how else would you explain it? I mean, if you told me that there's a substance I can use that's legal and you're not limiting how much of it I can use, and as long as I'm mixing it with just sweat, like, how do I, there's nothing, do you have something to show me what, I mean, the proper stickiness?
Is there a chart?
Yeah, is there something I can touch before I go out to know what the appropriate stickiness should be?
No, I don't have the answer for you. Here is your chance, not you, but everyone else's chance to build a former Olympian's ride presented by All-American Ford. You're an Olympian, right?
Is this the new copy today?
This is the copy. Rev up the ESPN New York app and click on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options on Rick's 2023 Ford Bronco.
Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Voting runs through Friday, 1 week from tomorrow, April the 28th, when All-American Ford will build the car and deliver it to New York's favorite radio host. Well, I mean, what are they doing here?
HWD39 is buying votes.
Oh, my goodness.
This is so nasty.
Now they're just mocking you is what's happening.
One voter will be randomly selected to join us in VIP. Shouldn't it be in the VIP section? In VIP at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th and have a chance to win the car. All brought to you by All-American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey, in Paramus, in Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information.
I think people know what VIP means.
No. But do you say to join us in VIP?
Some people say it that way.
Wouldn't you say join us in the VIP area?
Nah, I hear people say join us in VIP.
All right.
It happens.
Well, there you go. So you can win Rick's car and wonderful. And Rick will give you a big hug. It'll be a big photo opportunity. And I won't even be anywhere around.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.